Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Grow in Christ by Christine Brown. Read by Liam Martin. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you'll keep growing in knowledge and understanding. Philippians 1:9. A nuisance plant in my backyard became so overgrown that it stood between the sun and the withering grass. I couldn't put off the task any longer. I needed to do something. So I had the huge plant cut down to the ground and covered with dirt, hoping the surrounding grass would grow over where the plant once stood. I wanted the plant to be a distant memory. But before I knew it, small shoots of leaves reached up from the spot. I just could not keep the plant from growing. It amazes me how resilient some plants can be. Once they get the nutrients needed to sustain life, they'll continue growing even in the most drastic conditions, even if they've been reduced to nothing. The strong roots give them the strength to come back. In Paul's letter to the Philippian church, he encouraged believers to keep on growing with these words in Philippians 1:9. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. Much like my persistent plant, Paul knew what it took to thrive in the worst conditions. He wrote to the believers in Philippi from a prison cell. He showed them how to rely on the hope of Jesus in difficult times. He also knew they needed to keep developing strong roots by learning more about their Savior and living according to His ways. Paul continued in verse 11 with this hope. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. Our all-knowing God foresaw the adversity we would face and the suffering we would endure. So, He gave us Holy Spirit-inspired words to help us grow. Paul's letters instructed the church back then, and they still hold true for us today. Our growth matters to God. So are difficult circumstances in life making you feel dried up and weak? Is something or someone trying to cut you down? Let's allow today's key verse to propel us upward. Let's keep praying, keep reading God's word, and keep growing. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me everything I need to grow strong in my relationship with my Savior, Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, I feel weak and withered, but I know, according to your word, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Forgive me for striving to do things on my own. I want my life to glorify you and point others toward your Son, Jesus. The more I spend time with you, the more I'll grow in knowledge and understanding of your will and your ways. Thank you for your holy word. It's the instruction you give me for living a life that honors you. Proverbs 12:3 says, "Wickedness never brings stability. The godly have deep roots." Lord, help me continue growing in Christ so that I may develop deep roots to sustain me even through any difficulty I face. Help me gain understanding through your Holy Spirit as I apply the truth of Scripture to my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.